I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Here's the thing about a giant border wall. It suggests that people on either side are at odds with each other, when in fact Mexico and the U.S. have been good neighbors for decades. There's been extensive security collaboration, for example, especially since the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Sharing passenger lists of every single aircraft that flies into Mexican airspace to ensure that no one who's on the terrorist watch list is trying to fly into Mexico and then make the trek up to the northern border, enhanced intelligence sharing, the day-to-day intel that goes on between both our countries.
That's former Mexican ambassador to the U.S., Arturo Sarucan. He's now in Mexico City.
The fact is, Marco, that there hasn't been, since 9/11, a single terrorist who has attempted to undermine the security of the U.S. homeland that's crossed the border from Mexico.
Isn't the collaboration continuing, though, or has that all fallen by the wayside under Trump?
Despite the Mexico bashing and the use of Mexico as a political electoral piñata by President Trump, I think the government agencies on both sides of the border understand how important this is, and the collaboration, the cooperation that we set in motion more than a decade ago, which was deepened during the Bush and the Obama administrations, has continued. Now, the challenge is, obviously, is that the more Mexico bashing that goes on, it could have a detrimental effect on the appetite and the willingness of a new Mexican government to continue to build upon that type of strategic engagement that we've been developing for more than 20 years with the United States, and in particular, after the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
So you're saying there is a risk of the collaboration kind of getting frittered away if Trump goes on with Mexico bashing?
Well, at some point, incoming Mexican government officials may say enough is enough. My concern here is that as we go into year two of this Mexico bashing, the characterization of national security crises on the border, the lies that were spewed by the White House press secretary over the weekend saying that 4,000 terrorists had been apprehended across the border from Mexico in 2018, which has been absolutely debunked by everyone as of today. These things could create, I wouldn't say ill will, but a lessening of appetite of a new Mexican administration, which has just started, in the way that it engages and collaborates with the United States on very sensitive issues.
Ambassador, what are you hearing from your friends and colleagues in the Mexican diplomatic corps? Are the roots of collaboration between Mexico and the U.S. still strong?
Oh, yes, they are. And former Mexican officials, current Mexican officials, and Trump administration officials have been doing yeoman's work to try and ensure that the wheels don't fall off the relationship, despite Trump's tirades against Mexico.
When it comes to the U.S.-Mexico border, give us a reality check here, because some people argue that the U.S.-Canadian border has been more of a security risk in recent years than the southern border, at least in terms of attempted crossings by people on the terrorist screening database. Is that fair?
The focus of the debate in the United States has been on the Mexico-U.S. border, whether it's racially driven, whether it's because it's easier to hit upon your neighbor to the south than it is to the north. I would joke, Marco, when Gary Doer is the Canadian ambassador to the U.S. when I was ambassador there for 6 years, and when he and I were on the road lobbying to include Mexico and Canada in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, I would joke that he and I had one thing in common, that we both live next to an elephant, but that it was much better to be on top of the elephant than beneath the elephant. And I think part of that dynamic is what has created this fear-mongering narrative of an onslaught coming from the south. And if you look at the numbers, if you look at the hard data, this narrative that is being driven by President Trump simply does not hold water.
One more practical thing here, Ambassador. What about drugs crossing the border, which Trump addressed last night? What is the best way to stop that?
This is one of the reasons why I've been saying all along that Trump's wall is a first century solution to 21st century challenges. There are 75,000 trucks that cross our border in both directions every day. And that's where the drugs coming north and the guns going south into Mexico, that's where most of this stuff is coming in through. So the challenge is at the port of entry, not in the desert, not between ports of entry. So I would suggest that what you need is a mix of technology, better infrastructure at the ports, more personnel to be able to inspect trucks and lorries and containers coming through the border. We need a much more intelligent driven approach. The border needs to be more like a membrane than a wall. A membrane allows the good stuff to come in, but filters the bad stuff out. That has to be the paradigm that both countries devise for our border.
Arturo Sarracan was Mexico's ambassador to the U.S. from 2007 to 2013. Really great to have this conversation with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.